Let's check now what happened in Chicago at the CME Group. Mike Zuzulo is away this afternoon. Kurt Kimmel is on the phone line from Bates Commodities in Normal. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, we got you on an update. What happened in Chicago? How did things manage to recover?
Well, we started out a little follow through, a little choppy in the overnight trade, but as the day wore on, the trade became a little bit more anxious. Gave the bull a little bit renewed courage to come back in, started with some South American production estimates, basically seeing that crop lowered again, taking this Brazilian bean crop down close to 84, 85, 86 million metric tons versus 91, even the corn crop dropping closer to 71 versus 75 million metric tons. So that gave the market a little encouragement on production side. Then there's talk the EPA may increase ethanol mandate to 13.5 billion gallons versus 13. This is still down from the 2007 mandate, close to a little over 14 billion gallons. So that was enough to give the corn market a little help. Also, too, we're seeing a little weather coming in, a little bit of ice and so forth. That's been somewhat supportive. Then lastly, a little bit of concern what's going on for Ukraine. Russia's kind of taken some bolder steps, and fears are that we could maybe see a little uncertainty there because they've become, I've been calling the Walmart of the world, and they've been exporting anywhere from 26, 27 million metric tons of grain out of there. You know, they're a big exporter of corn, about 16, 17 million tons, big wheat exporter, sun oil, and if we start to see a little unstabilization there, we can maybe see that business come here to the U.S. But with Thursday's big reversal down and a little hook back up here, it's going to set the stage here. The trade's going to be watching Sunday evening, Monday morning fairly closely
timed. Yeah, technically. Tell me more about it, because I think this is important in the bean side of thing more than the corn. But then on the daily charts, that was a big day. And then on the weekly charts, not so much.
No, on the weekly charts, we're still fairly good shape there. Beans have been virtually straight up since the end of January there. Fundamentally, technically, we got enough news, and yesterday's trade was really ignited from over 7,000 buy stops being activated. So it just created a big oomph in the marketplace. It was unable to hold those gains, and with not a whole lot of bullish news and the market being overbought, it just collapsed on itself, creating a reversal down. When you look at the deferred contracts, there's some key reversals down, I believe, in the August on back. So technically, it suggests the market's run its course in through here. Like I said, it was a blow off top the way it traded there. And typically, that's what happens whenever you get close to a top or a bottom. You have a lot of volatility and uncertainty. So it's going to be real important to watch this market movement next week here. 419.5 in the May beans. That's about 62% back up to the high we made yesterday at 1445.5. So we're just a nickel away from that. So if we can't get above that, we might start the consolidation type pattern here until we see the next bit of news hit the market.
It's got to be kind of hard not to sell old crop and dump what you've got in the bin if you've got anything, isn't it?
We've been pushing it out the door. We've been fairly aggressive on the beans, and that's probably why the bean market's been on fire. Producers sold their beans and hung on to the corn. But, too, guys have replaced some of those bean sales with call options. We haven't gone out to the July, so you got plenty of time. The July no bean spread cracked to $2, and that's a significant benchmark. So if this bull market stays intact, July no bean should move on out to that $3 benchmark. And, July continues to be undervalued in the old crop.
I think many elevators are putting their bids off the May corn now, right? So what, $4.63.5 there? That finished up 9 cents on the day. That's not a bad day.
No, corn continues to hang in there, grind higher. Yesterday, corn received a little bit of benefit from unwinding of the long bean short corn spread. The trade's been doing a lot of that spread. Corn business kind of hangs in there. We saw, another 101,000 ton sale. So there's some business underneath the market. At the same time, producers pretty well sold up. They've got to where they want to be as March 1st. We'll see how that pans out as we go into mid-March here. But, you know, this old crop corn's kind of line to kind of keep grinding higher here, maybe another 10, 15 cents over time.
Hey, you want to talk about the livestock for just a bit? Because, holy smokes, that thing just keeps going. Live cattle finished, what, $144.97.5 on the day. And
yeah, cattle, you know, same story. Low numbers, exports good, a lot of weather. Guys been feeding, not been gaining a whole lot of weight. But the hog complex caught on fire. Russia all of a sudden decides they want to jump in the U.S. hog market. I believe we saw the great pork robbery of 2013 last summer from Asia. Now Russia is wanting to claim some stakes here. So we've got just an all-out bullish meat market. There's concerns about meat worldwide. And a lot of this meat's going to move worldwide because we're seeing these processors and packers and stuff starting to come in compliance with hormone regulations and so forth on the world market scale. So it's alive. It's off to the races here, so we'll see how high is here.
Yeah, off to the races. But when you look at the April contract, we have, 2 days this week where we gapped higher. Does that give you any pause for concern that we're blowing off on the top side here?
Well, this could be hopefully a midway gap, but that's a fear, an exhaustion gap, yes. What can happen is we'll gap these gaps here. We get up here, we gap, we trade sideways, and all of a sudden we get everybody wanting to take profit or see some bearish news come in, then we gap lower, then we've got an island top. So that's something we've got to be cautious of when you look at flat price here overall. These hogs are starting to trade as cattle used to trade, which is unbelievable.
All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Okay, take care.
You too. That, of course, is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and joins us here on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report.